I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about beer in Europe and beer culture in Europe. You can email us anytime at radio@ricksteves.com. Ferdi Mengi from Belgium. You got the greatest beer. Chimay, isn't that a monk beer?
That's a monk beer.
A Trappist
beer,
right?
Yeah, that's in the south of Belgium, a quaint little place.
I brought that up just because I stumbled onto this incredible beer in Belgium, and it's my favorite beer ever anywhere in Europe, Chimay.
There's another beer that's pretty popular. It's called Rochefort. Not the cheese, Rochefort, it's the Rochefort. And this got such a cute abbey it is, where still today the monks are brewing beer, and you can go there and have this huge vat where they pour this wonderful beer, Roquefort, which is a little, quite little tiny.
It's interesting to me, in some countries, the glass really matters. In Belgium, I think it must be quite an expense if you have a little pub to have all the proper glasses to not offend your beer drinker.
I have a few friends owning a taverna, like we call it, and sometimes it's hard to get the glasses because then I can't keep it up anymore. And people, when they go for a drink, my mom was one of them when she was way younger, and she always took the glass with her. Because, you know, she actually stole the glass because they were so pretty. Because every beer has this thing.
It's a different
glass.
Shake. It's a yes. Work of art. You look above the bar and you see all of these hanging from the top and they're just gorgeous.
But it's getting harder and harder for the breweries to keep up to have these glasses.
Now, a major problem of stealing glasses is at the beer halls in Munich.
Oh,
and
gosh,
I was talking to the bouncers there, and all the tourists want this big Maß. And in the beer hall, they don't serve anything less than one. It's like a quart. They call it ein Maß. We call it, it's like a pitcher here, really.
Yeah, that's right. You know, here in the States, we're used to being able to go to many bars to get a pitcher of beer. In Europe, you never get that. It's by the glass. Now, sometimes the glass is small, like in Cologne, for example, these tiny glasses, or in Belgium sometimes. But like Rick said, in Munich, the general unit of beer is the Maß, which is basically the size of a pitcher.
Is that right?
Yes.
No, does nobody go for pints?
Well, you can ask for a small beer. My experience in Munich is they look at you kind of funny if you ask for a kleines beer, a small beer. If you want to get a small beer and get away with it without offending anybody, ask for a Weizenbier. That always comes in a half-liter glass.
Yeah, that's pretty big beer.
And it's smaller, but that's the wheat-flavored beer, a little different.
It really puts your masculinity into question if you order a half a pint in England or Ireland. I mean, if you ask for a beer, you're going to get a pint in Britain and Ireland.
Absolutely.
Right,
I've never seen any other measurement in Ireland. I think by law, that's it, the pint or the half pint.
You've seen me go into a pub with a bunch of strong Irish men, and I ask for a half pint, and you look at me like I'm some kind of a wimp.
Yeah. I'd love to say in an ideal world that that's fine, but it's just not really acceptable.
I was in Ireland and I ordered just a lager, very small one. He said, "This is a pub, not a canal." That's what he said.
That's funny.